This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to the radio ministry of the Christian Crusaders. The Reverend Dr. Homer Larson will be conducting our service today. Information on ordering CDs, cassette tapes, or printed copies of the sermon will follow the program. We thank you for tuning in today and invite you to join us every Sunday on this station.
Are you a mother who prays daily for your child and his relationship with the Lord? We're going to talk about that in a sermon today. We open our service in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Father, we thank you that we may come into your presence to hear a word from you on this Sunday. We pray, O God, that you who have told us to come and to make our burdens known unto you will reveal your word to us in a very special way as we talk about the prayers of fathers and mothers for their children. God, we know that the day in which we live is difficult and we can stray away, but we also know that the power of prayer is there and you listen. So hear our prayer and feed our souls. We ask it in Christ's name. Amen. Friends in Christ. Throughout the history, the kingdom of God has been strengthened by millions of praying mothers. Let me tell you of such a mother who belonged to our congregation. For many years, I witnessed a car drive into our church parking lot, and a very distinguished man helped his mother out of the automobile and saw that she was safely in the building. In about an hour, he would return to get his mother. He was a university professor who somewhere along the way had left the faith. So one day when I was visiting with this delightful old lady, I asked her if it might be well that I go visit with her son. and she discouraged me from doing this and said with tears in her eyes, God is not done with him. I pray for his conversion daily. The word has been sown in his heart, and God tells me it will not return void. Our text today talks about another mother who was praying, and she was not going to quit until the answer had come. The Bible and the history books tells the story of thousands of praying mothers. Let me read the story from the scriptures today that is our text and presents to us the praying mother. Jesus left that place and went to the vicinity of Tyre. He entered a house and did not want anyone to know it, yet he could not keep his presence secret. In fact, as soon as she heard about him, a woman whose little daughter was possessed by an evil spirit came and fell at his feet. And the woman was a Greek. She was born in Syrian Phoenicia. She begged Jesus to drive the demon out of her daughter. But first let the child eat all they want, he told her, for it is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to the dogs. Yes, Lord, she replied, but even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs. And then he told her, for such a reply, you may go. The demon has left your daughter. So she went home and found her child lying on the bed, and the demon had gone. A bit about this woman. It says that Jesus was in Tyre, and that was sort of a Gentile town. He was lying low. I don't know whether he was trying to get rest or there were certain things that he had to have some quietness. But he didn't want to have people know that he was actually there. However, news came to that Greek woman with a sick daughter, and she went to him. She was possessed with this fact that she wanted to ask the Savior, really, to lay his hands of healing upon her. Now, it's a rather peculiar conversation, and Jesus almost appears to be kind of crude here, but let's see it through. As she is pleading that he come and heal the daughter, Jesus said, first let the children eat all they want, for it is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to the dogs. Now, what did that mean? It meant that the bread of life, was intended for the Jewish people. They were the chosen people of God. They were the ones to whom he was ministering at the present time. And they were the ones who were to be fed. And it wasn't right to begin ministering to her, for she was not a Jew. And then the lady picked up on his parable, and she said, yes, Lord, even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs. And then he said to her, for such a reply you may go, the demon has left your daughter. And she went home and found that the child was well. Jesus' response, when he saw that faith, when he saw that conviction that she believed that he could heal the daughter, he could do nothing else but pronounce her cured. The desperation of this mother is typical of what we see in many situations today. And most always, it does not end as joyfully as the one in our text does. Haven't you ever been into a grocery store, a place where there are people moving about? And here comes a lady, pushing a little carriage. And inside there is a child who obviously is handicapped. Cerebral palsy, or something like that. While that mother might wear a smile on her face, you can be sure there is a mind that is tormented with such questions as, why can't my child get up and walk? Why can't he or she go to school and have a nice, normal time like all of the others are? Why? The torment that sends mothers into the closet to pray, God, why not? Another person in history that we think of when we consider praying mothers was that lady by the name of Monica. She had a son, his name was Augustine. And Augustine was raised in the faith and member of the church, but he began to drift away, and Monica was concerned about him, and finally he went far away and drifted completely out of the church and was a rebel. But she prayed and prayed and used sources that would perhaps help her get the word of God again to Augustine. And then finally one day, Augustine came back to Christ. Another one of these stories that has such a fancy ending. Not all of them do, that is to be sure. But she rejoiced. It was a picture of a praying mother for a wayward son. But now let's come to our day and talk about mothers and fathers who grieve the spiritual state of their children. And perhaps I am talking to some of you here today. You have sorrow in your heart, for your child is away from the Lord Jesus Christ. And you have in your prayers cried out probably many a times, Lord, bring my son, bring my daughter back into a personal relationship with you. She is a gifted child, and in many ways has brought joy to my heart. But she has strayed from you. When she was a little girl, she was taken to Sunday school. She learned the Bible stories. She knew that Jesus loved her and was concerned about her and had died on the cross to save her. But then she got away from home. And here she mingled with people who were not of that conviction, who were people who drifted and made fun of her, and until finally she began to wonder what there was in this Christianity anyway, and she walked away from home. Maybe you're asking the question, what shall we do? Now she is a grown woman. She comes to see me. She's nice to me. There's nothing that she wouldn't do for me as far as the ordinary things of life are concerned. What shall we do? And on the basis of the Word of God, I can only say that two things are necessary. The seed was planted when she was a girl. Let it continue to be planted by you, at least in her head, and perhaps the Holy Spirit will be able to bring that word to her heart. Do it at the right time. For example, let's say that her father dies and you were left a widow. She loved her father. You might have thought sometimes she loved him more than she loved you. And so she would cry and she would weep. What an opportunity there is to plant the seed. To say, yes, Mary, I know you loved your father, but all is well with your father, for you see that your father died trusting in Jesus Christ, who had atoned for his sins on the cross of Calvary, and today he is in heaven. Hear the word. I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. It is in Jesus Christ that he got to heaven, not because he was a good dad and a wonderful husband, but because he trusted in the Savior. Remember what Jesus said to Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believeth in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. You know, Mary, that's a seed. What would happen to you today if you died? You don't have any faith in Christ. You say you have let it go. You don't need it. I do. And I know that your dad is at home with God. For what do I pray? I pray that you might have that faith too, Mary, so that if one day I should stand by your casket, even though you are much younger, I could have the assurance that my daughter is at home with Jesus. Not so today, Mary, but I'm still praying. What would be another great opportunity to tell this child again that blessed story? A good friend has committed a crime. You didn't think that he would ever do anything like this. But the jury has found him guilty, and he's going away to prison for many years. And Mary comes to your house to visit with you some afternoon, and as your daughter, she says, I can't understand it. They were such a nice family. We enjoyed their presence, and the boys often came over to see us. In fact, the one going to prison often came. Now what? Now's a chance to plant the seed. Maybe it will be behind bars that this young man who has gone wrong will see a Savior who says, I can grant you the forgiveness of your sin. If you will turn to me, let me live in your life. I can grant you the assurance that behind these bars, and you perhaps deserve this treatment, for you have sinned against society. But behind these bars, your life can be made new. Many have been converted in the cold walls of a prison. What impression do you think this is going to have on Mary? You're planting the seed. And you, not as the prisoner's mother, but as a mother, pray hard for not only the young man who is going to be incarcerated, but you pray for his father and mother whose hearts are bleeding. Continue in these circumstances where the word can really take effect to plant the seed and then pray. Mothers, I have to ask you, do you pray faithfully for your children, no matter how old they are? Younger mothers who might be listening to this program today, do you pray for your children? And for what do you pray? Recently, I read this quote from a high-ranking official in our country. On Christmas, my mother might drag me to church, but I was to understand that such religious samplings required no commitment on my part. In other words, this man was saying that he had a mother who obviously was not praying for her, but she was thinking that he should have a good understanding of the culture. And the Christian faith was a part of the culture, so why not on Christmas or on Easter go to church and learn about this Lord Jesus Christ? Why not go? And so he went. But then he was told by his mother, just remember that this does not mean that you have to be one of those believers too. If you are one of those mothers who can be indifferent regarding your child's spiritual upbringing, if you are so busy that you don't have time to pray for that child that God has given to you, will you not, empowered by the Spirit of God, change your way and join the host of praying mothers who are in America today, and daughters and sons? When is it going to be time for you to stop resisting that praying mother? When are you going to really sit down and take inventory and get off on your high horse of pride and turn to the Lord Jesus before it is too late? Will you have to look at your mother in her casket or by the box of ashes now and say, many things I gave her, but that which she wanted most, to know that I was at home with the Lord in my faith, I did not give her. I tell you, daughters and sons, I tell you, it's time to listen. And what about fathers? We haven't said a word about you today, hardly, unless it be by mistake. And the reason that I did this, the text was dealing with a mother and Jesus. And I thought it would be good to limit it to mothers today, but just today. For while mothers are what the Lord is talking about in this text, he certainly includes fathers too. For what a father and mother are to their children can often be reflected in days that are to come. Walking hand in hand, mother and dad can plant that word and pray and pray. And God is listening. Just remember, be a part of that great group, the praying parents, that your child or your children may be able to resist the temptations that are so great in our day. For the prayer of a righteous man and woman availeth much. Amen.
Thank you.
Father in heaven, we thank you for the example of this praying mother who came to you with all of her grief. We realize, O Lord, that not always do the answers come that quickly, but we pray that no matter what the circumstance may be, we may be filled in our society with mothers and fathers too, praying for their children. We know that the day is very, very difficult, not least for our children. May they have the image of parents who are praying for them. In Jesus' name, amen.
You have been listening to Christian Crusaders Radio and Internet Ministry. We pray today's gospel message will fill you with the light of the Lord. Christian Crusaders is a nonprofit ministry supported by the gifts from our listeners. Many of these listeners have chosen to join our GEM or Gift Every Month club. We can count on these regular contributions to sustain our ministry during quiet giving times. If you'd like to find out more about becoming a GEM Club member, please call us at 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. All contributions may be directed to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. We now have many sermons available on DVD video. You can call or visit our website to order our 5-volume DVD set, Basic Biblical Truths. Each volume in the set is available for a suggested donation of $10 each or $50 for the complete set. These original gospel-centered messages make great gifts, can be donated to your church, or can be watched at home again and again. We also have a new 4-volume set of DVD sermons available on the resurrection. To order any of our DVD video sermons, call 1-888-MY-FAITH or 1-888-693-2484. To request a CD, cassette tape, or printed copy of today's sermon, please call us at 1-888-MY-FAITH or 1-888-693-2484. You may also write to us at Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. Conducting today's service was the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson. Christian Crusaders has been broadcasting biblical truth continuously for nearly 73 years.